Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Happy first Sunday of March. Happy, happy days. I hope this month finds you blessed, wonderful, and just rearing to see what favor and what blessings the Lord has for you this month. May He cover this month for you in grace, in goodness, in mercy, in love, in joy, in peace, in health, in wealth, in long life, in prosperity. May the Lord just bless you and keep you and keep His face to shine upon you. May your path be straight. May His love just cover you in abundance in all that you need. May He meet you at your point of need. May you be blessed. May you be good. May you be joyous in being the child of the Most High God. This scripture for the day is going to be Psalm 1. And the song, "What a Mighty God We Serve, Angels Bow Before Him, Heaven and Earth Adore Him, What a Mighty God We Serve." Not sure if you know that song, but as usual, I'll put the link in the music here or in the notes here, just so you get to see it. And Psalm 1 is one of the first psalm of the Bible, first song of the Psalms in the Bible. And it's just, again, entreating us to behave as a child of the Most High God, to remember that we follow Jesus Christ. We do not follow the world or the wicked or evil. And our feet can't be in two places at the same time. Either we're a follower of Christ or we're a follower of the world. And we have to pick. There's no riding on the fence. We do have to pick and make sure that we are on the right side of history, maybe. But we have to pick. Either we're of the world or we're of Jesus. We're of God. We're not both. And I think that might be a little bit of the issues we might be having right now in society, because it is hard to walk with Christ. I'm not saying it is an easy road. That's why it says it's a needle. It's easier for a camel to get through the head of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into the kingdom of God. Because we get so used to what we have on this side of heaven in the world, and we keep fighting to defend all that we have or who we are on this side of heaven, rather than fight for the salvation of the world, to get more people into heaven and store our riches in heaven. Hey, I'm preaching to myself, because I do this too. And that's where the repentance every day comes in. Sometimes it has to be moment by moment, and it's repentance. And if we see what we have done wrong, we ask the Lord to forgive us and repent and turn around and not do that thing again. And yes, it is very easy to fall back into sin, but as long as consciously we're not constantly sinning and just think, well, our salvation is secure, so I'm just going to do what I want to do right now. That is, one, not the way it should be, because as we grow to be in the Word, know Jesus, then we're supposed to change in who we are and be more like Jesus, not continue to be more like the world. So it is imperative, again, that sometimes I think it's moment by moment that prayer, repentance, and just being in the Word. Go back into the Word. Always go back into the Word. Psalms is very good to go into. So Proverbs. Proverbs teaches us how to live our lives in this world. Psalms, everything that you are going through, there's a psalm for it. I promise you. Because David ran the gambit of sins, of defeat, of sadness, of joy, all of it. But he walked with God. And so everything he did was relying on the Lord and coming back to the Lord always, always, always. So I hope this psalm blesses you and you are, your month, as I said, is blessed, and you are also blessed. May the God of peace, the God of hope, the God of joy, the God of healing, the God of love, the God of peace, rest and abide with you this day, this month, this week, now and forevermore. Psalm 1 reads, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so for the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Amen. It's very black and white, for want of a better word. The way of the righteous, the Lord has. The way of the wicked leads to destruction. And there it says, do not... blessed are those who do not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. Again, we cannot say we don't know the truth and who is right and who is wrong, meaning who is evil and who is not. So if we go around with blinders and we continue to follow the wicked or the mockers or the sinners, or we surround ourselves with these people, we become like these people. And that, as the Lord said, leads to destruction. So I pray that you err on the side of the righteous, on the side of Christ, on the side of Jesus, and walk with the Lord, because the Lord delights in those who keep his law and who meditate on his law day and night. And that's why I said even prayer moment by moment, because we need to be girded with the armor of God, and that is the Word of God. So again, Psalms or Proverbs. Proverbs is, again, how to live this life that we live in this world. There are 31 Proverbs, verses, or is it, how do you call it? Anyway, so you can pick, there's Proverbs 1 through 31, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So if you pick one per day, every month, you just keep recycling and recycling, and it just, the words stay in your mind, stay in your brain. There are 150 Psalms, so again, you can take one every day and do it in 3-month periods, but I'm just breaking down some of the Psalms here. I just pick and choose whatever the Holy Spirit brings to mind for that day is what I share with you. So, as I said, it was Psalm 1 today. So, listen to it again, read it again yourself, let it sink in. May it bless your heart, bless your mind, may it change whatever you're going through today. May your heart be changed, your heart be softened, and your heart be pure and want to walk in Christ and in Christ alone. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you this day forth, now and forevermore. Amen. Till next time, may you be blessed and encouraged. Again, Psalm 1, and then the song, What a Mighty God We Serve. Be good, be blessed, and be loved. Till next time. Bye-bye.